see things of God. It doesn't mean that a person with a reasonable intelligence can't pick up this book and understand the language that he may read it in, be it English or Greek or Hebrew or whatever language he may read it. It is impossible for man to understand God's word and what God is saying to man. Therefore, what must occur is for God to come between man and the study of his word. So actually, what it comes down to is here we are, and we have to approach God himself, and it is God who will illuminate for us his word. He will cause us to understand his word. Well, I want you to make no doubt about it. This book can be understood in many different ways, and that's why there are so many different ways, but basically two different ways. One, that we are saved and that our relationship with God is based on something that we do, some type of work, or that it is by grace and faith. Problem is, both of these positions will go to this book and support their position with this book. That you are saved by work, and they will use verses in this book. That you live your Christian life by work, and they will use verses in this book. There are those who will say, no, we are saved by grace and faith, and they will go to this book. There are those who say we live our Christian life by grace and faith, and they go to this book. What's going on? Well, what has to happen is that God, the Holy Spirit, has to reveal the truth of his word to us. Therefore, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 makes it very clear that we are to put our trust, our faith, in the person of God, the Holy Spirit, for the understanding of his word, that we might come to a clear understanding of the word of God and what the word of God is saying to us. Therefore, it is our custom to give you a moment or two to evaluate yourself, judge yourself, prepare yourself, see if you are trusting in God the Holy Spirit. Paul, it's a very important passage where he says that we are to test yourself to see if you are in the faith. He says, examine yourself. Do you not know this about you, that Christ is in you, unless you fail the test? So therefore, are we trusting not man, not a pastor, not yourself, but trusting God the Holy Spirit to illuminate his word for a clear and accurate understanding of his word? So let's spend a few moments in preparation of our study of the word of God this Christmas Eve morning. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to come together with others who are like-minded for the purpose, Father, of worshiping you and your word. And now, Father, we pray that God